in remembrance of me. This do in remembrance of me. Throughout the world, across denominations, there's plenty that divides us in the body of Christ. We've got different understandings and theological posturings. We're not always agreed about what happens here in communion, but this we hold in common. Do this in remembrance of me. Throughout the season of Lent, we've been pausing. And on this holy night, we pause to remember. Jesus gathered his friends and those who had been following him for this Passover feast. They gathered in the upper room, the one that had been prepared. The Passover feast that's full of remembrance. The retelling of the narrative of the Exodus, God's faithfulness to God's people, that involves the past, the present, and the speculation of God's faithfulness into what is yet to be. So Jesus, the 12 disciples, and the women who had been along the way, and I just have to imagine all the kids running around the table as well. And Jesus, who told the stories of God's faithfulness because they needed to remember. Jesus knew that as the night wore on, they'd need to hang on to these stories like a safety blanket. As the night wore on, they'd need to know that God had been faithful in the past, God was going to be faithful tonight, and even tomorrow, God was still faithful. They needed the promises and the reminders of God's steadfast love like a good safety and security blanket. God's been with us, and God will still be with us. You and I have learned that our brains make some interesting associations. If you don't believe me, think about when you park your car in a large parking lot. The thing you do when you see one of those big letters or numbers, one of those colors up there, you know, it's like the letter D, you're parked underneath, and you try to figure out how are you going to remember where you're parked. Everybody's got a mnemonic for how they do it. I'm parked in D, dog. That's the way I'm going to remember where I'm parked. I watch people do this all the time. I've even watched people take their phone out of their pocket and take a picture so they know where it is they're parked. They make a rhyme to figure out where it is that they're parked. It's the association of two different ideas to remember the important idea. In this case, it's figuring out where your car is to be able to get home. Neuroscience has done the research behind the process of remembering, involving the neurons, that is, changing the behavior of associating a person and a place to make a new pathway in your brain, that is the elasticity that can change. We used to think that once you reached a certain age, you could no longer have continuing elasticity in your brain. Good news for all of us, that is no longer what we think in neuroscience. We no longer think you reach a certain number and you have no more elasticity. We now know that these pathways continue despite particular numbers. We can not only know where we parked the car, but we also can continue to tell the story of the life, death, and Jesus Christ, and remember it, not only in our lived lives, but to create neural pathways to apply it to our lives. Did you know that's what we were doing when we did the liturgy just here? We were doing the liturgy of communion, this communal act in which we reminded ourselves of the faithfulness of God. Together, we said Jesus was a part of our remembering when he took the bread and he gave thanks to God and gave it to his disciples and said, do this, this do, they reversed it here, this do in remembrance of me. We together expanded the neuroplasticity of our brains because we said this is so important. We wanted to remember Jesus together. But you know, memory is more than just repetition. Educators have learned that students need more than just repetition to master skills and comprehend. Our faith is more than just head knowledge. When we repeat the words, Jesus invited the disciples of long ago into life transforming relationships and didn't just ask them to repeat the words a couple of times. Neuroscience shows when you repeat the locations and nothing more, you've lost the information. You don't sit in your car a couple of times and say, I was parked in row D, I was parked in row D, I was parked in row D, and hope you remember that you were parked in row D. That's why you took the picture or made up the jingle. We hear the call again on Maundy Thursday to pause and remember that we are part of the body of Christ, the body of Christ that is global and that is universal, the body of Christ that remembers not just a few, but that is available to everyone. Those who are young and those who are aging, those who are affluent and those who struggle to make ends meet, those of us who remember quite easily, and those of us who aren't sure how the neuroplasticity and memory works with them or works against them, those whose bodies are quite kind to them, and those of us who feel like our bodies work against us. Sometimes, those who have ways in which we can imagine divisions in the body of Christ, and those of us who wish there were no divisions in the body of Christ at all. Jesus on this night reminds us that here at the table we seek healing and the remembering of the body of Christ. So as we pause tonight to remember the body, we also know that it's the extravagance and the political engagement that ultimately led Jesus towards the cross. Let us pause in the liturgy as we turn to be with him in prayer. As the body, Jesus calls us to stay awake for a while. We also know as a church we're moving towards a time of prayer and the prayer vigil. Let us pray as we remember together. This, my friends, is the gospel, the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God. Amen.